श्रीपद महाराज वैसपूजा फेस्टिवल संबलपुर
11th of December 2010. Mahaprabhu has got many associates dear and near. We have some most intimate associates. There are three and a half days. Number one was Sulu Kitabu. Here is very significant for the woman Sulu Kitabu. We see also the way Prabhupada treated him very specially. And he asked, if you do scientific conference calling all the big guns, and in his presence he wanted that you at least do something. And he did. He did. He was very successful. And Prabhupada was satisfied. He fasted Prabhupada's presence before Prabhupada's lips in Vrindavan and called all the, at least the Indian scientists. And Prabhupada time to time asked what is happening in the conference, and Maharaj was giving Prabhupada's report, and Prabhupada was very happy to study. He said, just so prasada, Prabhupada prasada. If somebody is submissive to his guru, somebody just whatever you say, and he carries out in full faith, then the guru is pleased. He said, just so prasada, Bhagavad prasada, Krishna is pleased. He said, some siddhi, oh, it was our purpose in life to achieve perfection is to have to completely please Hari. So, the Hari's representative is there, your devotee, we can please him, know him. What he wants from me, that wants from me. And Prabhupada told him to make this again establish basic Vaishnava culture in Manipur, make one kingdom, make Manipur a Vaishnava country. It was there, the history of 5,000 years, at least told, when Arjuna went there. And he married the princess there, everybody's son. Prabhupada would sometimes tell all these things and wanted him to do that. And he did his best. He started also, he wanted for this purpose to have a Bhagavad University in Manipur. And to begin, he started a temple. Beginning is you have to start school, college and graduate. And the school was found to be in whole of Manipur, one of the best school students in his presence. I happened to be, and before he opening the school, happened to meet Maharaj. Maharaj was very kind and very affectionate to me. I heard from him, he told him that from abroad, and first saw it, I told Prabhupada, going, but I don't have qualification, I don't know why. He said, I always try to stay sometime away, but he was very affectionate for me, take me and to introduce, if I know, those who are inclined to your spiritual life, little favorable. So, professors from universities, Jagatpur, Calcutta, Vishwan. So I had the opportunity to associate with them many times. And I find he is both a big scientist at the same time he's like a very simple person also.
Yeah,
all these associations Lotuses grow in the lakes and a beautiful country surrounded by ranges, sunlands, and ranges of mountains. So, Pope told him about also to in order to preach this thing, Vaishnava culture, present Manipur as a Vaishnava country as old as 5,000 years old. So he will take cultural program like Ranganiketan. The dancers, Manipuri dancing is famous in throughout India, and sometimes they get prizes also, all India competition, Manipuri dance. And also the martial art. And he arranged that they go to different parts of the world and exhibit, show this thing. And you find after Prabhupada gone, we see how, within a short time, how he organized this thing in such a way that it became highly appreciated in different countries of the world. America, Europe, Asia, all these places, and martial art, all these things. But I find his writing also, these books, many, as most of the books I will get from Maharaj himself personally. And I find, I am sure Prabhupada is very pleased the way he was preaching, and the great personalities come, like George Ward, all Nobel laureates, and other fields, religion and philosophy from other countries, like Dalai Lama, from other countries also, Buddhist, even from Muslim country, we call them in the conference. It's called interfaith. It's very successful. Arrested the attention of the intellectual people. But he simply is trying to carry out the order of his guru to the best of his capacity. He said, Guru Mukha Padvakka, Chittate Koryakka, Arna Koryamunyas. He's a perfect example of that. Take the words of the Guru and don't have to bother about anything. Everything is there. He was very fortunate to have so much intimate association with Prabhupada. So he looks like personification of another sloka. We find in Vedic literature, we can understand all the truth of the scripture, which is deep within, he say, just like a cave, something there, in treasure. But we follow the Mahajan, Mahat Seva Dharam, one can become free from the material entanglement if he is absorbed in the thought of the instruction every moment of the spiritual master. So one has got implicit faith, jasya deve para bhakti. Prabhupada used this word para bhakti as conviction. Implicit faith in the words of Guru, as much as he has, should be the words of the Lord, which is infallible. Everything is revealed to him. So he did his best. You see, it's very sad. Suddenly, we couldn't find him in our physical vision, but he's still there, definitely a Vaishnava, real Vaishnava. He is decorated all the divine qualities of the Lord in simple. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, Kanaka Kamini. This is very distinct, Kanaka Kamini and Pratishtha Bhagini. One is free from this attraction. Kanaka means wealth. Kamini means those who are want sense, enjoy of sense object. People the attraction and pratishtha means distinction, adoration, worship, all these things. This is a real Vaishnava. So here is Maharaj, is a Vaishnava, as I can see, but I think I cannot fathom or assess his qualities. Being very insignificant, I understand from Prabhupada. So, he being a great soul, being very kind and compassionate, paraduksha dukshi, they don't think about themselves, think how to deliver the fallen soul. So you are all wonderful devotees, Vaishnava, Vaishnavi, by he with his love and affection to deliver you, brought you here. And you are showing your devotion to him, very nice pandal, nicely decorated according to your means, within a short time, very difficult. All the followers, you are Akinchan Prabhu and many coming from Indonesia, Singapore, so many other parts of the world, America far from, Bhajaraj Prabhu sacrificed so much for Maharaj out of love and affection, even life risk. So here you are showing your affection. This is bhakti. Bhakti means exchanging loving affection, putting Krishna, Mahaprabhu at the center. And even it becomes here like Vaikuntha in the association, wonderful devotees, simply glorifying Vaishnava and Vishnu, Krishna, Hari. This is our life. This is our life. So how to tadero charana sevi, serving the mission of our previous acharya, distillation of the instruction given by the pure devotee present acharya Prabhupada, and he is the embodiment of that. He tried his best with body, mind and words. And it is our duty now here, you assembled here, to show it. He told one of his book, which he said, Seva Samarpanam, offering my Seva to my Guru Maharaj. It's a nice book. There are one place Maharaj is writing with all pictures, what he tried to serve his Guru Maharaj. He is saying, if we give up our false ego, Lord, become meek, humble and submissive, and pray to our previous acharyas to serve, and we can make progress towards fulfilling our mission, the desire of all our previous acharyas. That is the perfection. Whether we are successful externally, physically shown, I have done this, done that, or not. But if you simply, if you can or not, that is in Krishna's hand. But if you do this with all sincerity and seriousness, with the best of our capacity, that is perfection. That is Bhakti Siddhanta Sahaja, that is perfection. And gopis, some of them went to meet Krishna and successful. All the opposition, ignoring his husband, their husband, their superiors, ignoring them at the dead of night. But some failed. They couldn't go, but they died, feeling separation from Krishna. Tried their best, died. So we should, whether successful or not, follow the footprints. Mahajana jena gata swapantha. Mat seva dharai. We try to serve that which pleases you. Giving our personal ambition to please him, who was said, cooperate together. You cannot somehow tolerate. If you cannot tolerate, still tolerate. You cannot tolerate, still tolerate. Impossible, still tolerate. And do your best. That is our, that is the test we have to go through. So I am very glad and fortunate to be here in the Vyasa Puja of a great Prabhupada's disciple, like Vaishnava. Let us meditate on his instruction today and take vow that somehow or other we try to please him, following his instruction, giving up all our personal ambition, ego, meek and humble, and do our best. Thereby, how to please him, please his Guru, Prabhupada, and thereby, whatever odds we face, ignore, sacrifice and dedicate our life. And thereby, simply following Vaishnava, we can become Vaishnava, dear to Krishna and all other Vaishnava, and go back to Godhead, make others many lives of life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your remembrances and glorification of Srila Sripad. We're very fortunate to have Maharaj here, senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada and dearmost friend of Srila Sripad. And we're eternally indebted to you for inviting us to service to Srila Sripad. Next, we'd like to hear from Grace Bojanapur, who is a very close friend of Srila.